eighth parak of Erevin Mishnah Tet. Halacha is, you're not allowed to throw anything from Rishut HaYodah to Rishut HaRabim, and if you do so, this is the right thing. If you pour water in your shut and it rolls out by force of gravity into Rishut HaRabim, that is not an Isidore right, it's an Isidore Rabbanan. Even so, therefore, Chazal did not want you to spill that water in your chutz in a fashion in which it will most probably eventually end up in Rishut HaRabim. So, chutz she puts in the Ab Amis, if the chutz is left and it's four amas long. And Shach will say for mind the Shabbos, you should not pour water into the Shabbos because it doesn't have enough earth to absorb the water, and it's going to look like you're pouring it out into Rishut HaRabim. And you have to make a hole in the ground, a dish that can hold 2 se'in worth of water, a certain amount of water. And the nekev ula mata. And from the neck of going out into Rishut HaRabim and before that. In other words, you have to have a situation that the water could be retained in the chutz before going into Rishut HaRabim. So the assumption is that if you have this ditch over there, so the ditch will retain the water and it won't go directly into Rishut HaRabim. Even afterwards, if it fills up and flows over, that's considered indirect enough that it won't be off. David will put them in sin. The ditch could be either in your Rishut or for the majority of the ditch could be outside of the Rishut. In the Rishut HaRabim. The question is, what does it help if the ditch itself is in the Rishut HaRabim? In the Rishut HaRabim, you have to cover it over with wooden planks or whatever. And therefore, the ditch itself will not be considered Rishut HaRabim, because Rishut HaRabim is the walking area on top. If you have somebody lives near Rishut HaRabim, he digs underneath the Rishut HaRabim, that ditch underneath the Rishut HaRabim is not open to Rishut HaRabim, does not have a lovely status to Rishut HaRabim, since the Rabim are not going to be using it. Therefore, it will help for this issue. But if it's the main public, if you have a dish inside your house, in your chutzah, you can leave it open, because if the water goes into the dish, it's going into your chutzah. Then only afterwards will it possibly go out into the Rishut HaRabim.